This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the news that is taking the sports world by storm is the fact that Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Conor McGregor will, in fact, fight officially on August the 26th. I have made it clear how I feel about this. Floyd Mayweather is going to knock him out. It's not a question of when or a question of if, it's a question of when. We're going to hear punchers chant so many times in the next 2.5 months, I'm probably literally going to get physically ill. Marcos Maidana had a puncher's chance. Miguel Cotto had a puncher's chance. Canelo Alvarez had a puncher's chance. Conor McGregor has no chance. The only way this thing makes it past the first round is because Floyd Mayweather Jr. wants it to be more than a one-round fight. He's going to size him up. He's going to counter him. That he's going to flurry him. And at some point, I guarantee it, in one way or another, might not be verbatim, but Vinny, this is what it's on Showtime. Samaro Ramelo, whatever his name is, a wrestling guy, is going to say, well, Paulie, it looks like McGregor is on his stool. He's regained consciousness. He'll be rushed to the hospital for observation, and we hope he's okay. And then Floyd will get in there and say, I told you, don't get in here. You're not qualified. Floyd Mayweather wanted that 50th win. He wanted a mega payday, and he wanted a soft touch to do it. He got exactly what he wanted. The buildup to the fight is going to be 1,000 times greater than the fight itself. This is an amateur getting in the ring with the greatest fighter of the last 20 years. And I don't want to hear, well, he hasn't knocked anybody out and he doesn't hit hard. He's knocked a few people out. It's been a while. And the last guy knocked out kind of sucker punched. That being said, when Conor McGregor takes that 3-punch flurry he's never seen coming with those 10-ounce gloves, it's going to be goodnight, sweet prince. And I said, what I said, I was going to shave my head if Floyd Mayweather knocks him out. And I got awesome hair. Vinny, look at my hair. It's awesome.
Yep.
Every hair I had on my head since I was 16 years old. And you got to look with a magnifying glass to find the gray ones.
I'm saving this cut.
That's right. Shave my head, and I not just buzz cut it, Kojak. Give me a lollipop and loves you, baby? If he doesn't knock him out.
Oh, if he doesn't.
If he doesn't knock, I think I said in the first round, too. Can't remember. He's going to knock him out. If Floyd Mayweather does not knock out Conor McGregor, I'll shave my head and eyebrows.
And eyebrows.
This would be good. Maybe we can videotape it.
It's
after
not
going to
happen. It's going to the buildup is going to be like wrestling, and like wrestling, the outcome is predetermined. But the only difference is in wrestling, you do have to watch to see what's going to happen. The outcome in this is Mayweather is going to knock Conor McGregor out. Sorry, UFC fanboys, it's going to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.